This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Every interview you go on, they always ask the question about money. So, how much are you looking for anyway? Tell us. So, you know, some people will coach you to not answer the question. I think for most of you, that's not an option. I say that because I've had people thrown out of interviews because they wouldn't answer the question. So I'll simply say, on this show, I give you ways to answer the question. I hope you find them helpful, and I hope you wind up liking this enough to subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher, and to give the show 5 stars in whatever service you use. Hope you have a great day, and let's get rolling. And we're going to talk today about how to answer that interview question at your first interview that's asked 10, 15, 30, 60 minutes into the conversation, where they look at you all serious and go, "So, how much are you really looking for?" Or something to that effect. Now, when all is said and done, you can answer that question, but I don't think that really serves you best. I believe that, I'm going to give you 2 examples of ways to answer that. Number one, you start by saying, I'm currently earning such and such. Because the fact is, for most of you, I'm not talking about a senior executive who's being interviewed for a board level position or a high level executive role. You're probably not watching this video anyway. You've got an agent working for you who's coordinating everything related to the search. They're handling it for you. But for average Jane, average Joe, if you choose not to answer that question, I'm telling you, firms are going to press you and they're going to give you 2 choices. Answer it, or I'm going to scorch you out the door. So here's how you do it. And both of them start off by telling them how much you're currently earning. Here's variation number one. But I'm really looking for an opportunity. And if you decide I'm the right person for you, and Lord knows this seems like a great opportunity for me, I'm just going to ask you to make your strongest offer. Notice how you're ducking the number. If you give the number, that becomes the benchmark. If you give a range, I know you mean the highest end of the range, and they think about the lowest end of the range. So I'm not a real big fan of the range, even though sometimes you have to do it. Here's the second option I like. Again, you tell them how much you're currently earning, and you say something effective. We're just really getting to know one another here. And, you haven't decided if I'm right for you, and I really don't know enough about the role, so it's kind of hard for me to set a price point for it. So I just want to say, if this is right for both of us, I'm sure we can come to an agreement on it. Suffice it to say, it's not going to be for the same money I'm making now. I'm going to look for an increase, but, I just want to get a better feel for the job before I start talking numbers with you. By doing this, and I happen to be a bigger fan of that answer than the previous one, but I don't know what your capacity is for delivering these lines, so I'm giving you 2 choices. Using a line like the second one, it requires confidence in yourself. It requires a degree of self-assurance and the capacity to present yourself authoritatively. Again, notice what I did. You start off by telling them how much you're currently earning. And you're saying, I really don't know enough about the job to set a price for myself. I'm looking for an increase. I'm not going to take the same money to do this job. But what I'm looking for ultimately is an opportunity. And I just don't know enough about the opportunity to be able to state the money. But if both of us are interested, I'm sure we can come to some version of agreement. That's ultimately what you're saying to them.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com and join. That's my site with curated information that I've created, all my books and guides to job hunting, specific videos and podcasts and articles that I've developed that's going to help you find work more quickly. Whether you're trying to improve your resume, get more interviews, answer some of the tough questions that are asked on those interviews, or negotiate, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com has great information. Plus, you can ask me questions that will help you throughout your search. There's discounts on one-on-one coaching from me. If you join, I also give you discounts on resume critiques, LinkedIn profile critiques, a whole bunch of services, but you don't have to buy everything. Just join, ask me questions through the site. I'm very happy to help. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Again, hope you've enjoyed today's show. And No BS Job Search Advice Radio is on daily with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. I hope you listen to the show every day and hope you have a great day. Take care.